Akashic Records 2. Hello again. Thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. I am Marie. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. As I understand what Akashic Records means to most, it is the registry, the logbook of a soul during its journey acquiring experience through life, and through several lifetimes. Then the concept was expanded to become something like a collective field of shared ideas. To me, the Akashic Records are none other than the field, the greater consciousness that resides everywhere and nowhere, simultaneously out of space and time itself, as those are only perceptions, manifestations, and sub-products, spawned from the ideas of that greater mind. To me, the most expanded version of the Akashic Records is Source itself, in all its incalculable depth and greatness, yet there would be as many levels to the Akashic Records as there are souls, as each one of them holds its own history and point of attention, as holographic fragments of that greater Source. For many people, Source is God, with a capital G, which would be a theological interpretation of the same thing, noting that Source is the sum of everything, as nothing can exist outside of it, then this would be loosely comparable to a theological concept of a monotheistic all-powerful God. But for advanced spiritual interstellar races, and for many like-minded people on Earth as well, Source is a greater pool of consciousness, which would be shapeless, as it would be only a mind, and any shape we could attribute to it would only be an interpretation from our very limited point of view, from our level of consciousness and awareness, far below the level of Source, even though we are Source itself, but having a limited experience by choice. I have noticed that most authors who talk about the Akashic Records see them as existing on the seventh dimension, or density. That would be their interpretation and point of view, as humans tend to separate everything into arbitrary levels or compartments, because that way something very large and difficult to comprehend is easier to study and understand. The problem with this is that understanding something complex by the sum of its parts is not the equivalent of understanding how it works as a whole, and this is one of the biggest limitations of human science, the belief that dissection leads to true knowledge. In the case of the Akashic Records, as I understand them, they have to be everywhere and at all levels, levels which would be all levels of consciousness, and in every existential realm. Where an existential realm is the illusory external reality that is more or less perceived and experienced in the same way, by all the like-minded souls who are forming and manifesting it, through their agreements of perception. Each one of those realms becomes a self-contained system, contained by ideas which in turn control perceptions, and those ideas are vibrations, as all thought is frequency and vibration. Therefore, as a self-contained system, it would have its own collective unconscious, which is also a telepathic field where souls consciously and unconsciously, telepathically share their ideas with their like-minded peers, through an etheric field they all share, because they are functioning in the same level of awareness, which means that they hold a similar vibration. And that shared pool of collective unconscious ideas being shared telepathically is none other than their specific level of the Akashic Records. This is why they can share their ideas and their thoughts through the collective unconscious of their level of awareness and understanding, simply because as radio stations and receivers work, they are too, in synchronicity with the frequency waves and vibrations being transmitted by their like-minded friends, through their levels telepathic field. Being like-minded means that they hold a very similar frequency and vibration. That's why they can read each other, even if they are not aware of it, as it mostly happens on Earth, where people think that their thoughts and emotions fully belong to them, when in reality they are absorbing and receiving thoughts and emotions of the people who surround them physically, especially from the ones which hold a vibration which is similar to theirs. This is why you must learn to manage your thoughts and emotions to be able to notice what is coming from you, and what is not, so you can discard those bothersome thoughts and unwanted emotions that do not belong to you. Remember that the human body, each and every living cell in it, and not only the brain and central nervous system, is a translator and an adapter to limit the soul's perceptions, to lock them into what we call the world of the living, of the material realms, therefore in itself is also a contained system, which is the base for the manifestation of a more expanded, shared contained system, working through the social structure of any complex culture. As I have been explaining, each contained system, which is a level of shared awareness also called an existential realm, has its own collective unconscious, with its precise and specific set of frequencies and vibrations which define it, and that is nothing other than that specific level's Akashic records. All this means that while existing within one existential realm, with its specific frequencies and vibrations, it is difficult to perceive any other existential realm, any other contained system, if the frequency of our vibrations are not a match to them. While we exist within the frequency and vibrations of one existential realm, our vibrations will be part of it, as we are the manifestators of such an existential realm, in a personal and collective manner, because the existential realm we live and experience is a mirror of who we are. We do not live in an existential realm, we are the existential realm we experience, as we only experience ourselves through the lens and the editing of our consciousness level and awareness. And everything outside our capacity and level of perception and understanding is either reduced to what we can handle and explain, misinterpreted, or is simply non-existent. All this means that although as souls we dwell in our own level of the Akashic records, we will not be able to access any information, anything belonging to a more expanded version of Akashic records, if our frequency and vibration are locked into our present state of awareness, and its frequency and vibration. To be able to access a more expanded level of Akashic records, then we must become a vibrational match to them. And that means that we must start to hold ideas, thoughts, and emotions which are more elevated than the average of our present existential realm. As always, it is all a question of becoming a match for what you seek. To access information, an awareness which is outside the material realm self-contained system, your awareness must grow out of it, and this is what happens at death, as the physical body stops filtering out the material world's frequency and vibrations, so the subject suddenly becomes aware of other realms, which hold a vibration different from the one of the world of the living. But there is another less dramatic way to access other realms, and that is to have a mystical, awareness-enhancing experience. You do not need any chemicals for this, so I discourage the use of natural psychedelics and drugs for this matter, because they force the subject into having mystical experiences which are too strong for what the subject is prepared to handle and understand, not to mention the very real hallucinatory effect those have. Where what the subject is experiencing is a chaotic mixture of unreal chemical overloaded and malfunctioning brain responses, and perceptions which truly belong to other existential realms, such as the lower astral, which is the one closest in frequency and vibration, to the world of the living, because it is only one little twist of light away. This leads me to the one and only true manner of accessing the Akashic records levels, which are above the existential realm you experience, as living in. You must be clear and congruent with who you are, and you must become mentally strong and focused. You must shed mundane worries and unnecessary drama, I know it is difficult being alive on Earth, but if expanding your awareness and accessing a more expanded version of the Akashic Records is what you want, then you must simplify your life, get rid of what is not serving you, and focus only on what you truly want. Then you must practice real meditation, clearing the mind of its neurotic monkey thoughts. You are not the monkey mind, you are that deep infinite awareness that observes from behind. This is difficult at first, but as you practice, the space between each thought starts to widen more and more, and with it, great peace and tranquility will come to you. It is there where your connection to the more expanded Akashic Records starts to take place, but always as the result of what you are focusing on, always the result of your thoughts' vibrations, so having clear intentions is key. Do this enough and you will access awareness levels, which will allow you to download thoughts, ideas, and emotions which belong to a more expanded contained system and its wider Akashic Records. This means that you will become a channel for that information to be downloaded, to enter the world of the living, or your initial existential realm. Yes, that is channeling, exactly so. With even more practice, you won't even need to go into an altered state of consciousness to access that more expanded pool of information. You will be able to do so just at any time, simply by adapting your perception and your vibration to what is needed at each time, as in an aware deep meditation you can do anywhere and under any circumstance. This is how you become a channeler. And this is the very nature of star seeds, in general, because they hold a higher frequency and vibration than the average person living on Earth, and this means that their understanding of reality is much more expanded and advanced. Star seeds are souls that are having an experience on Earth, but that belong to more advanced civilizations, or much more elevated existential realms, so their frequency and vibration are higher than the rest of the people, therefore they can access information that the average can't, and that is why they are so misinterpreted and even attacked on Earth. They do not fit into Earth's sick existential dynamics, and they do not do so, because their awareness as souls is channeling information, emotions, and pure knowledge which belong to much higher existential realms, and their Akashic Records. Widening this subject even more, you can also connect and download information from your own self-contained awareness system as individual souls, your private version of the Akashic Records. An example of this is when you connect with your higher self, which is a more advanced version of who you are, one with fewer limitations which are imposed by the living biological body, which is the perception adapter and limiter. Another example of this is when you connect with other versions of yourself, those experiencing parallel realities and timelines, especially those which are the closest to yours. This occurs many times while you dream, where those are not just fantasy, or the brain processing the information it got during the day, as they are also a communication pathway to see and experience what another version of you is living. All those other versions of yourself living in another timeline or parallel universe are not isolated from who you are today. All those other versions of you influence and form who you are today. They form your personality, values, and ethical frame, as you can know things and consequences without having to experience them yourself directly. And you influence the other versions of yourself as well. All those people, all those souls who are also you, and not. Because every single person with a soul, every single creature with a connection to Source, is you in another timeline, in another incarnation. All those on Earth and on other planets, and all those in other existential realms and planes of existence, are all versions of you. All you need to do is tune into their frequency and vibrations, and you will download information and experiences from them, because they are all other versions of you. We are all one person, the good ones and the bad ones, and the grey ones as well, including the fleas in a dog in South Africa. We are all one, we are all connected, because we are all pet ideas in the greater mind of the incomprehensible mighty source, which is outside all concepts of space, time, distance, and duality. Meditate with conscious, focused intention. Shed what is useless for you, which also means shed karma. Become enlightened, not only interpreted as being the light, but also as being light as in absence of weight dragging you down in your spiritual path. Become a bright illuminated feather. Meditation is that powerful. Learn to be patient and consistent, and do not give up, as good things will come your way. We are all one, we are Source. The mere idea that we are many souls is just an idea in our mind, because we are Source, you are Source. This will be all for today. Thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love, your friend, Marie Swaroo.